亲爱的父神，我们献上感恩。
Dear Lord God, we give you our thanks.
因为你在耶稣基督里头已经成就了你的救恩。
Because in Jesus Christ that you have accomplished your saving grace.
让我们这些因着相信、认识、接受耶稣基督的，我们可以进入到你的国度里。
That we believe and can enter your kingdom.
让我们能够成为神的儿女。
Let us become your children.
也让我们能够在这地上成为你自己的福音使者。
And also to make us on this earth that your ambassador for the gospel.
也晓得你会再来到我们当中。
That we know that you will come again to be with us.
这是我们在这地上的盼望。
This is the hope on earth.
让我们继续依靠的主耶稣基督，我们来走前面的道路。
So continue to be with us as we going forward in our future.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 是的，我们在这。
约翰福音第一章第二十九节到三十六节。
Now verse 29, look at what John says. It says, the next day, John the Baptist, he saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, look!
Okay, 那么二十九节说，第二天，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪。
This is he, so notice that, this man is he,
这个是神的羔羊。
Of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks above me, the higher rank.
所以有一个人他在我有一位在我以后来的，但是他是在我以前的。
Now I want you to see this. Remember, John the Baptist was born 6 months before Jesus.
要大家记得，施洗约翰是在主耶稣出生前的六个月就生下来了。
What he says here is he ranks before me because of this. He existed before I did. He realizes Jesus is God.
所以在这里他说，有一位在我以后来了，反成了在我以前的，因为他在以前就存在了，他是以一个神的位格来存在的。
And I didn't know him. I didn't know that he was the Son of God. But this is the purpose that I came, baptizing with water.
所以我那时候不知道他是神，所以我现在来为他施洗。
The purpose.
这个目的。
Our purpose.
这是我们的目的。
Is that Jesus might be revealed to the world.
所以这个目的就是我们能够把基督，也是我们的目的，把基督显示给整个世界人看。
So notice he's focused.
他的重点，着重点就在这里。
And then John bore witness and he said, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove.
然后约翰又说，我曾看到圣灵好仿佛是鸽子从天降下。
Oh, I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize in water, he said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain.
Okay, 这是先前我不认识他。Is that
33? Yeah.
先前我不认识他，只是那差我来的，来用水施洗的对我说。
I have seen and bore witness.
我看见了，也为他做见证。
This is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
We think of John the Baptist as calling people to repent.
我们认为施洗约翰是叫人来悔改。
But here he reminds us the reason he come is that we would know that Jesus is the Son of God. He's God. He's the second person in the Trinity.
所以但是我们在这里可以看到他在这里证明说耶稣是神的儿子。
And the next day he points out Jesus' death on the cross. It says the next day, again, Jesus was standing there with two of his disciples and he saw Jesus walking by.
所以再过一天约翰跟两个门徒站在那里他看到耶稣行走。
Look,
就说
the
看哪
the Lamb of God.
这是神的羔羊。
He is the sacrifice that will die to cover our sins.
他是一个那个牺牲者，他要为我们的罪而死。
See how focused he is?
你看到吗？他的重点在哪？是非常的集中在这里。
Jesus, the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus, the Lamb of God.
耶稣是神的羔羊。
And look at how important John thinks that he is.
试试看，约翰觉得这是多么重要的一件事。
Actually, John doesn't think he's important at all.
那么，约翰并不觉得他自己是很重要。
The two disciples, it said, they heard him, they walked away, and they followed Jesus.
那么这两个，两个，信徒是跟着他走了。听见了这个就跟着耶稣走了。
He doesn't think himself to be very important. He focuses entirely on Jesus.
他并不觉得自己有多重要，而是他的重点是集中在耶稣基督身上。
And let me pray before we begin. Father God, I do pray that your spirit would help us.
让我们在一起祷告，神，求你的圣灵和我们同在。
Help us when we share the gospel with people to keep focused on the important things.
当我们跟别人分享这个福音的时候，让我们能够集中在耶稣基督身上。
So that others may have eternal life in your name.
这样的话，别人就因为你的缘故，能够也得到永生。
Okay, so as we go to the next slide, I want to show you something that I have seen 1,000 times.
所以现在要。看这个
well, not a thousand, dozens and dozens of times.
So, 这些相片的时候我已经见过了很多很多次。
I don't know if you know, but Sandy grew up right next to Stanford University.
所以我不知道你们晓不晓得 Sandy 师母是在这个 Stanford 大学附近长大的。
Have any of you ever been to Stanford?
有没有人去过 Stanford 大学?
And have you seen this? Sculptor?
有没有看到这些铜像?
Okay, and it's actually got two. This is called the Gates of Hell.
这一个是地狱之门。
And up above is the thinker.
在那个上面是一个会想思想的人。
Does anybody know who did this?
你知道谁做的这个铜像吗?
Yes. Rodin? Yes.
对的，说得很对，罗丹。
Yeah, so many times I have gone with Sandy home to visit her family, and we go to the university, and we walk around, and we always go see this, and I think they're amazing.
所以，每一次我们到去看 Sandy 的父母亲的时候，我们到他的家里，然后我们就到这个大学 Stanford 大学，就看看这个像，我觉得这个是很了不起的。
But the truth is.I will confess, I have never taken the time to study the meaning of the gates of hell and the thinker. I don't even really know what it's about.
那么我们去看这个神像，但是我要向你们告白的是，我没有去想到这个是什么，有什么意义。
And the next one is really interesting.
那么下一个这个景片是很有意思的。
Now, this is called.The Burgers of Calais.
这个是叫做 Burger of Calais, 加菜译名。
And I know from German that Burgers actually is like the city council or the leaders of the city.
那么在德国的话，这个 Burger 的加菜的意思是这个城市里面的这个 主管的人。
And I know that Calais is the city that's just straight across from England on the channel.
加蔡的话就是靠近这个英国的一个一个隧道。
And even though I looked around and I thought, looked at these things and I'm really fascinated by the looks, I will confess to you, I've never really tried to understand.
虽然我对这个像这些铜像很有兴趣，但是我没有去揣摩它的意义在哪里。
And the truth is, we have people around us that don't know Jesus.They know a lot about church and they know a lot about Christianity, but they never really know what the truth is.
所以在我们周围的人里面，他们对教会很理解，对这个基督教也有一些理解，但是没有知道那个真正的意义。
You know, they know that Jesus exists, and they know all things about being a good moral person.
他们知道耶稣基督是存在的，他们也知道什么样的人是一个有道德的人。
But they really don't know who Jesus is and why he came.
他们但是却不知道谁是基督是谁，耶稣基督是谁，他为什么来到这个世间。
And unless we actually come into their lives and directly tell them, the truth is they may never know.
如果不是我们来到他面前告诉他这个真理是什么。
And so we see John the Baptist comes, and that's what he does. He comes into people's lives, and he is a witness to Jesus Christ.
所以那个时候是这个施洗约翰来到人中间，他告诉人，很明显的告诉人谁是耶稣基督。
And I think we can learn from him what it means to be an effective witness for Jesus.
所以我们可以从施洗约翰那里学习到怎么样做一个有效的见证人。
And it starts in the beginning of the book of John, and it sets the tone for the whole entire book of John.
所以这个在这个约翰福音一开始就是这样说，一直到这个最后。
And so it says that John, he came, he was sent from God, but he came as a witness to testify to the light.But he was not the light.
所以他是有从开始说他是从神那里差来的，叫做约翰。他这个人是来做见证，他是为光做见证，但是他不是那个光。
And it says the purpose that he came was to testify about the light, Christ, so that people might believe in him and have life.
他是要为这个光做见证，叫众人因为他可以信。
And I think there's three things that as we look at John the Baptist that we can learn about being effective witnesses.
所以有三件事情，当我们看了施洗约翰以后，知道我们可以学什么，学习什么。
And I'd like to actually tell you what they are first and at the end, because I want to talk about Jesus and his cross, but then in the end I want to talk aboutBeing humble before God, and it may seem a little different.
所以我们先要讲一下基督的身份，然后注意基督的十字架，然后谦卑的为基督的缘故。
And the first is we're supposed to point people to Jesus, but I'm going to say point people to knowing exactly who Jesus is.
所以我们现在要指示大家看基督，要真正知道基督到底是谁。
In order to do this, a lot of times we have to just die to our fear.
所以有的时候做这样事情的话，我们就要让我们对死的恐惧会没有对死的恐惧。
I mean, isn't it fear that often keeps us from sharing the gospel about Jesus to other people?
是不是很多时候我们因为惧怕，所以我们就不能够把这个福音跟其他的人分享？
And the second thing is actually to focus on the cross, and here we actually have to die to our pride.
所以第二件事情是要注重在这个十字架，这样子的话就会不会注意到我们自己的骄傲。
And thirdly, we have to humble ourselves for the sake of Christ.
第三件是为了基督的缘故，我们必须要将自己降卑。
And a lot of what that means is we die to our ambition.
所以那就意思就是说，我们要为我们自己的雄心来啊减低我们的雄心，灭绝我们的雄心。
The first point that we need to point to Christ's identity.
首先，我们是要说明基督的身份。
It says here, I came baptizing. John says, I came baptizing for a purpose.
他说我来用水施洗是有一个目的。
It's a very simple purpose. It's so that Jesus can be revealed.
是为的目的很简单，就是要让基督能够得以显明。
And notice he doesn't talk about Jesus as a good teacher.
他没有说主耶稣是一个很好的导师。
He doesn't talk about Jesus as being somebody who teaches us how to have a good life.
他也没有说主耶稣来是要叫人生活得很好。
He says that Jesus is the Son of God.
他只说主耶稣是神的儿子。
And then as we go through the book of John, we realize Jesus claims to be God.
那么当我们读这个约翰福音的时候，我们也才发现说主耶稣说他是神的儿子。
As he claims to be God, the Jewish leaders become angry and they want to kill Jesus.
那么他说他自己是神的时候，这些犹太的这些教的这些领导呢就很生气，要把他杀掉。
Jesus died because he claimed to be God.
因为他说他自己是神，他们就把他处死。
And people have to know and understand this if they are going to have eternal life.
但是人必须要知道这一点，他们才能够得到永生。
At the very end of the Gospel of John, he says all these things have been written for a purpose.
那么在这个福音，约翰福音的最后。说到说记这些事的事情是有一个目的。
And the purpose is that we would know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, and he's the Son of God.
所以就是要我们知道信耶稣是他就是弥赛亚，他就是基督，他是神的儿子。
And he goes on and says,If we know and understand that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is God, we will have life, eternal life.
那么他就会说，相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。如果我们这样，你们信了他以后，就可以因为他的名得到这个生命，得到这个永生。
And people don't have to know a lot of doctrine, but people must know.
Okay, 人并不需要知道很多的道、教理，但是他必须知道一点。
They need to know who Jesus is as the Son of God and God.
那么必须知道耶稣是谁，他是神的儿子，但就是说他也是神。
John writes something kind of very strong right after Jesus tells Nicodemus, you must be born again.
所以约翰也写了 一些很重要的事情，告诉尼哥底母说你如何才能够重生。
And what he says in John chapter 3 verse 26 is he says, first of all, he who believes in the Son, Jesus, as the Son of God, as God, has life.
他在约翰福音三章第二十六节说，信耶稣是神的儿子的人有永生。
But he goes on right after that to say, he who does not obey and does not believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
那么他也跟着说，不信这个神耶稣是神的儿子的人得不着永生。
And actually, John goes on to write, and he says, if you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the wrath of God still remains on us.
那么同时约翰也说，假使你不信的话，神的震怒就还在你身上。
And I'll tell you something.
我可以告诉你们一件事。
to tell people that Jesus is the Son of God and God.
所以告诉别人说耶稣是神的儿子也是神。
And to tell them that if they don't believe it, they will not have eternal life with God.
那么告诉他们说如果你不信就不能得着永生。
It takes a lot of courage to tell people that.
需要有很多的勇气来告诉。
You know, I think we forget that when we're talking to people who are not believers, that actually the wrath of God sits on them and they will spend eternity separated from God.
所以当我们不告诉他们这些事情的话，就表示神的震怒在他们的身上，他们永远是跟神隔绝的。
And sometimes when we talk about Jesus, we only talk about him as a good teacher.
有的时候我们传讲耶稣的时候，只是告诉别人说耶稣是一个好的老师。
I meet a lot of people who have been around Christians and gone to church, and they can tell you a lot of things about Christian morality.
那么很多时候，很多人去了教会，去了跟基督教结束，他们会告诉你一些这些很多的基督徒的美德。
But they don't even know that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是他们却不认为，不相信说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And I actually find that when I tell people Jesus is God, I'm afraid.
所以有的时候，我在我自己来说。当我要讲告诉别人说耶稣是神的儿子的时候，我心里也有一些害怕。
Part of it is I'm afraid that people will look at me and think I'm crazy.
因为我怕惧怕的原因是认为那个人会觉得我是有点癫狂了。
And so I think that when we share the gospel with people, if we have fear and are afraid, we have to die to that.
所以如果当我们跟别人分享的时候，如果我们心中有一些惧怕的话，我们要让这些惧怕 消失掉。
And we have to get to exactly who Jesus is.
我们必须要告诉他们谁是耶稣基督。
If people don't know that, they don't have life.
那么他们如果没有相信耶稣基督，他们就没有这个永远的生命。
And the second thing,is that John the Baptist, he focuses in on the cross of Jesus.
那么第二件事情是约翰，施洗约翰的重点是在这个十字架。
You know, we see this two times when he says he sees Jesus coming and he points and he said, this is the Lamb of God.
那么他
this is the Lamb of God.
他有两次他看到耶稣来了，他说这是神的羔羊。
And he also knows that the reason that he dies as a lamb is to take away our sins.
那么他像一个被宰的羔羊死掉的时候，为的是要去掉我们的罪孽。
And in the book of the second book, the John's letters, John is really clear.
在那个约翰一书里面，他讲得很清楚。
What he says is that Jesus Christ is the righteous one.
他说那义者耶稣基督。
And he is the sacrifice for our sins.
他为了我们的罪做了一个挽回祭，一个牺牲。
And when it says he's the sacrifice, the Greek word there is really kind of interesting. It relates to what John said about the wrath of God remaining on people.
那么这个说是挽回祭，在希腊文上面说起来，就是因为神的震怒是在我们的身上。
And what the word is, it's not that Jesus is sacrificed and he covers our sin or he wipes our sin away. That's not what this word means.
这个字，挽回祭的意思，并不是说他为我们牺牲了以后，然后把我们的罪遮盖住了。
The Greek word actually is very specific. When it's called hilasterion.
这个希腊文是叫 hilasterion.
It says that when there's a sacrifice, the anger and wrath of God is taken away from us and is put on other on Jesus.
所以这个挽回祭的意思就是说神把他的震怒移到另外一个人身上，把我们挽回了，是就是把他的震怒放在耶稣的身上。
And so John I think is kind of interesting because he's not completely sure about Jesus.
因为这首施洗约翰还不能够很清楚地了解到耶稣是谁。
And my point is actually later John the Baptist sends disciples to Jesus and says, are you really the coming one?
所以因为后来有记述说当约翰在监牢的时候他就派他的门徒来问说你是不是就是我们所等候的那一位。
But the two things he does know.
但是有两件事他很清楚地知道。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子，是神。
And Jesus will die to pay the penalty of our sins.
主耶稣会死，而且在为我们的罪受死。
So he's focused on the cross of Christ.
所以他把他的重点放在十字架上。
And John, the author, the apostle, he's focused on the cross of Christ, but he's also focused on the blood of Christ.
那么这个约翰福音的作者约翰，他是着重在十字架cross of Christ, and I'm sorry.
His blood.
然后着重在他为我们的所流的血。
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about the book of Revelation.
所以我现在跟大家分享一下关于启示录的事。
If the Antichrist comes up next week,
如果敌基督下个星期来了，
and he begins to persecute Christians in a very severe manner,
那么他开始逼迫这些基督徒用一种很残酷的方法来逼迫。
You don't need to know anything about the book of Revelation describing events.
你用不着很清楚地知道启示录里面讲了一些什么样将要发生的事。
The only thing you really need to know is Jesus' blood.
唯一你需要知道是主耶稣的宝血。
You know, here in the very beginning of the book, it says John went up to heaven and he saw the throne of God.
所以在这个最开头的时候，启示录上说，这个约翰上好像有了一个意象到天堂，他见到神。
And here is Jesus Christ about ready to conquer Satan.
他就说这个时候耶稣基督就要胜过这个撒旦。
And how does he come?
他怎么来呢？他来的时候就像是一个神的羔羊，为我们的罪而牺牲。
And when the 24 elders they praise God, what they say is Jesus is worthy because he was slain as the lamb and he purchased us.
因为当那个是启示录讲的是24个长老在那里赞美的时候，就是说这个神的羔羊为我们的罪而死。
And then in the seventh chapter he says, the people who come out of the great tribulation.
那么第七章的时候，他讲到这些人从这个大患难里面出来。
They have one thing that helps them survive.
那么有一件事情让他们存活。
Not only survive, but stand in the presence of God before His.
他们不但存活了，而且是站在神的宝座前。
Says they wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb.
他说他们把他们的穿的衣服在羔羊的宝血里面洗净了。
And we become white because of the blood of the Lamb.
我们因为羔羊的宝血能够成为洁净。
And the victory for us comes in chapter 12.
那么我们能够得胜的是在第十二章。
He says, "We overcome by the blood of the Lamb."
弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血。
The way to survive the persecution is clinging on to the blood of the Lamb.
我们如果怎么样能够经过这个大患难呢？就是抓住这个羔羊的宝血。
To understand the book of Revelation, this is really what you need to know.
所以要想了解启示录，这是唯一你需要知道的一点。
To stand in the presence of God, this is what we need to know.
要站在神的宝座前，这就是我们所需要知道的一点。
To stand before the throne of God, this is what we need to know.
要站在神的宝座前，这就是需要知道这一点。
But people don't necessarily know.
但是很多时候，人并不能完全的知道。
People are around us, but they don't know.
在我们周围的人也不没有完全的知道这一点。
Sometimes people come to church for a long time and they don't know.
很多时候，有的人来到教会来了很久一些时间。也没有了解这件事。
And so when you meet people, the one thing you have to do is we have to tell them about Jesus' death on the cross.
所以唯一的，当你遇到别人，你要告诉他们是主耶稣在十字架上受死的事。
If we assume they know, they may never know.
如果你认为他们已经知道了。可能他们就永远没有一个机会知道。
That focus picnic that we're going to host here.
所以我们也在很不久就要开始有一个野餐会。
There's a lot of these students and they come to the United States and they go around from one Christian group to another and they hear a lot about God.
所以有很多的学生他们来到美国去了很多个地方他们知道了一些关于神的事
But they get confused.
但是他们会给搞糊涂了
Because they sort of hear about a lot of different issues but they don't know what's important and they don't know what's not important
他们听到了很多种的说法但是他们并不知道哪一件是重要的哪一件是不太重要的
You know, every week I go to PSU and I study Chinese with a teacher.
每一个星期我到这个波特兰的大学然后去学中文
And she's like that. She has heard so many different things about Christianity. She's heard about science. She's heard about creation. She's heard about homosexuality.She's heard about abortion. She's heard about many, many, many things, but she doesn't know what's important and what's not important.
她听到了很多事情，她听到了关于教会的事情，听到了关于科学的事情，关于这个同性恋的事情，关于很多堕胎的事情，但是她不知道哪一件是最重要的事。
And if they don't know and they leave, they may be lost.
所以他们如果不知道这个重点的话，他们离开了，他们就失落了。
I'd like to go back to Stanford.
我想现在再回到斯坦福大学。
So the burger of Calais.
这个加菜的译名。
I have been going to see these statues for 30 years.
所以我去看这些铜像，差不多看了三十年之久。
30 years.
三十年。
Actually more.
甚至更多。
Even before we got married.
甚至在我们结婚以前就去过。
I go and I look at them over and over and over again.
我去看了这些铜像一次又再一次。
You know, and you look at these strange.
那么你看到他们这些有一些很奇怪的姿势，他们有的看起来很忧伤，他们好像他们要做决心要做些事情，而是他们不愿意做的，他有的好像是在很惧怕，不知道将要发生什么事。
I've been looking at them for 30 years.
我看了三十年。
You know what I just learned after 30 years?
那么你知道过了这三十年后我学到了什么呢？
I learned why they have a robe around their neck.
我发现他们穿了一件袍子。
I finally learned why there's a key in the hand.
我发现他们有一个手上拿着一个钥匙。
Do you know what they are doing?
你知道他们在做什么吗？我们知道这个铜像，但是却不了解它。
In the middle of the 100 years war between England and France,
那么在那个时候有一个百年战争，是在英国跟法国的战争。
The English army surrounded the city of Calais for one whole year.
所以这些英国的兵围绕了这个加蔡的城，差不多 how many years?
One whole year, over
整个一年围城。
And the people inside are starving to death.
那么在城里面的人呢，就饿，几乎要饿死了。
You know that kind of siege. You know what I mean?
这个围城，你知道吗？想象得到吗？这个围城是什么意思？
They're out of food. They're out of ammunition. They're about ready to be conquered.
那么是围城的话，就是他们。没有了食物，没有了枪弹，就是差不多就要投降。
And you know when the armies pour into the city, they're going to kill everybody.
那么当城这些攻城的人进到城里的时候，就把全城的人完全杀掉。
And the King of England, King Edward, he finally thought of something.
那么这个时候，英国的皇帝叫爱德华第三世。
He said to them.Send out six men to me.
他们就说，你们如果把能够派三个人到我这里来。
Six important leaders to me.
六个代表，这个要人到我这里来。
And they can only wear this little shirt and robe, nothing else.
他们只能穿这样的一个袍子，没有穿别的。
What is happening right now?This moment that Rodin is trying to capture.
所以就在这个时候，这个罗丹他要想能够抓住那一刻所发生的事情。
These six men, one by one, volunteered to go out and to be killed to save the city.
那么这六个人，他们决定自愿的出来，预备牺牲自己。来保护这个城。
You know, they're about ready to walk out and they're about ready to be killed. And if their death comes, they face death, the whole city will be saved.
那么他们如果六个人派出来，他们如果被杀的话，整个城就会得救。
Isn't that like Jesus?
那是不是很像主耶稣的行为？
You know, Jesus comes, the Lamb of God, and he's going to be killed, and we will be saved.
那么主耶稣来到这里，他是作为一个神的羔羊被杀了，然后所有的人信他的人就得救了。
I have a question.
我有一个问题要问。
How many years have I been going to Stanford?
我刚才说过，我去了 Stanford 多少年？
30 years.
三十年。
It's like going to church in and out for 30 years.
就很像我们大家每常常进进出出这个教会。
You know, people, they come in and out of church and they can see the outside and they see all kinds of things and they learn a lot of things.
所以他们来到教会，看到教会的外面，看到很多，学习到零零碎碎的很多的事情。
Or they sit on the outside and they have a lot of Christian friends.They don't go to church, but they have a lot of Christian friends, and they hear a lot about God.
那么他们有的时候甚至没有来到教会，但是他们听了很多朋友，基督教的朋友告诉他们一些事情。
But they don't know the important thing.
但是他们却没有听到了这个最重要的一个事情。
The important thing is Jesus got on the cross.
最重要的事情是。主耶稣死在十字架上。
And John teaches us to keep focused on the cross.
所以，施洗约翰告诉我们要， 注重这个十字架。
And I think the third lesson is actually humility for the sake of Christ.
第三件事情是为了基督的缘故，我们要知道怎么样谦卑下来。
You know, humility before Christ.
在主耶稣前觉得谦卑自己。
Is our witness to the world.
就是我们对世人的见证。
When we die to our pride and we live humbly before other people, others will accept Christ.
所以当我们自己能够谦卑下来，而 把我们的骄傲消失掉，然后人就会看到基督。
You know, first it comes before the greatness of Christ.
所以首先来的话是知道神的伟大。
You know, Jesus is there, he's being talked about, but the one thing that John talks about is how great Christ is.
所以主耶稣在那里，那施洗约翰来就是讲到他有多基督，承认基督的有多伟大。
And the presence of Christ's holiness helps him to see his unworthiness and sin.
所以让知道基督的伟大，才能够见到自己的罪。
So what does he say?
他说什么呢？
He comes before me. He ranks at a greater rate than me.
他在我以前，他比我高一等。
I'm not even unworthy to untie him.
我就是替他解鞋带都不配。
And do you know why he's not even worthy to untie him?
为什么说就是解鞋带也不配呢？
Well, first we have to understand what happens when you untie a shoe. You must understand.Untying a shoe.
所以首先你要了解什么是解鞋带是什么意义。
People are walking on roads and there are camels.
Okay, 因为人在外面走路，那个走路道上面有很多的骆驼。
And they walk along, they're walking on a road with a donkey.
Okay, 他们在路上走，可能带着一个驴子。
And they walk along.
那么他们也可能带着一匹马在路上走。那么人也在同一条路上来回的走。他们是走在什么地方呢？他们是穿 walking in？
Yeah, what are they walking in on the road?
他们在路上走在什么样的地方？Okay, 对不起。
In English, number one, number two.
就是在英文的话说是一号和二号。
I heard 小便大便。
Okay.
These guys are walking in 大便。
所以这些人是在骆驼或者也是兽的粪便上面走。
So only slaves untie the shoes. It's awful.
所以因为这个走的路，这个鞋子很脏，只有做这些奴隶的人才来解鞋带。
And John says, I'm not even worthy to untie the shoe and clean his feet.
那么这里施洗约翰说，我连解鞋带都不配。
And the second thing that's part of this is John is not concerned about his own reputation.
那么另外一个就是约翰并不顾担心他自己的名誉。
There is a time a little later when a couple disciples come to John.
那么在这个以后有几个信徒来到门徒来到约翰施洗约翰那里。
So these are disciples that have stayed with John the Baptist and they didn't go with Jesus like others.
OK, 这些人呢他是没有跟着耶稣走而是继续留在施洗约翰的门前。
You know, John is important, so they are important.
那么约翰很重要的话他们也会觉得自己很重要。
You know, if people look at John as though he's great, because I'm with him, I am great.
那么很多人是说这个施洗约翰很了不起很伟大。那么我也就也会觉得自己很了不起伟大。
And then these disciples come to John And they say, Rabbi, that man who was with you.
那么这些人来到施洗约翰面前说，老师，拉比，那些人本来是跟着你的。
Notice how upset they are.
你看，你会意识到他们有一些不高兴。
John, you're baptizing, but he is baptizing, and everybody is leaving you and going over to him.
施洗约翰啊，你在这里替他们受洗，那么现在耶稣也在那边替人受洗，那些人都跟他去了。
And this is so true that in the beginning of the fourth chapter, the Pharisees even heard that Jesus is making and baptizing more people than John.
所以甚至连那些法利赛人他们在都听见了，在约翰福音四章里面说到，听见了他收门徒施洗比约翰还多。
And so they come to John and they say, "Look, you have to be careful because this man is taking away your popularity."
Okay, 他们就来到施洗约翰说，要小心啊，这些人把你的名誉都损坏了。
You have to be careful because if he's successful.You are not successful, and we are not important.
所以，因为如果他现在很成功了，你变得不成功了，那么我们也受到影响。
John, you need to be really careful because if God uses him, God might not be using you.
那么你施洗约翰，你要小心啊！如果神用了他不用了你，你一定要小心啊。
So you can see there's fear.
所以这里面有一些惧怕。
And envy.
有一些妒忌。
And jealousy.
而嫉妒的心。
You know, and they want John to do something so that Jesus is not so popular.
因为他们要要耶稣要施洗约翰小心，因为耶稣现在是很出名了。
And This is a lot like real life.
这跟我们的现实的生活很相近。
You know, you go into a corporation and you've got different people and different managers and some people are associated with this guy and some people are associated with that person.
所以这跟我们的现实生活很像，我们进到一个任何的机构里面，公司里面，那么这个人是跟这个有关系，有的人是跟那个人有关系。
But look at what John does.
那么你们看看约翰怎么办呢？
John doesn't care.
约翰不在意这回事。
John not only doesn't care, but he actually is willing to sort of sacrifice himself for the success of another person.
所以他不但自己不在意，甚至他愿意牺牲自己，为了要让耶稣兴旺。
And I think this is one of the most amazing verses, I think, in the Bible.
我觉得这是在圣经里面最让人惊奇的一节圣经。
It's the exact opposite of walking in the flesh.
这个是不在我们的肉体里面行走。
You know, I can receive only what is given to me from heaven.
我只能够接受上天所给我的是什么。
That man must increase and I must decrease.
他必定要兴旺，我必定要衰微。
That man must be successful, and I should not care.
他一定要必须要成功，我不担心这回事。
You know, he's saying that person should be used by God, and if I'm not, it's okay.
那他的意思说，这一个人必须要被神所用。如果神不用我的话，也没关系。
You know, he's living for the success of somebody else.
他活着就是为另外一个人的成功。
He doesn't care about himself. He cares about other people.
他并不关心自己，而是关心到另外一个人。
He doesn't care about how other people look at him.
他不在意别人怎么看他。
He's concerned that other people would look highly on the other person.
但是他要人要要很看重另外一个人。
I think it's the greatest humility that can be expressed.
这是一个最大的谦卑。
It's not easy.
这是不容易的事。
You know, to die to yourself and your ambitions.
然后把自让自己的自我和自我的野心消失掉。
You know, we want to be successful.
因为我们每一个人都想希望能够成功。
And we want other people to think highly of us.
我们希望别人觉得我们很了不起。
Okay, can I change the subject?
让我换一个话题。
I am going to miss Jeremy. I'm going to miss you a lot.
Okay, 朱牧师，我会很想念你。
Okay, you guys don't know this, but I am going to miss Jeremy a lot.
你们可能不知道，但是我会很想念朱牧师的离开。
Every single Wednesday since I've been here, we meet, and Pastor Jeremy has brought joy to my life.
每一个星期三。在我来到这个教会以后，我们都会聚会，他会带给我很多的喜乐。
And he has given me good advice.
他给了我很多很好的劝，意见和劝告。
Sharing from heart to heart.
我们能够心对心的分享很多次。
Okay, so I'm going to share a secret.
我现在要跟大家讲一个秘密。
Sandy and I flew here from China in January and visited for 2 weeks and then flew back to China.
Which year?
Hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, 就是师母跟我两个人从中国飞到这里，一月份，不说哪一年，来到这里，然后两个星期以后我们又飞回中国。
And when I was in China praying about coming here, I felt God tell me something.
我回到中国了以后，在为是不是来到这里祷告，好像神告诉我了一件事。
And it's something I'd never felt before.
是我以前从来没有感受到的。
When you go to CECV, you have a purpose.
他说你去到这个温哥华的华人教会。有一个目的。
I think God told me that when I come here, I must intentionally decide I will be an encouragement and support of Pastor Jeremy.
他说我来到这里的话，我一定要支持而且鼓励朱牧师。
A predetermined decision to see Pastor Jeremy succeed.
那么就是要有一个预先的。决定说要让朱牧师能够成功。
And God's blessed that.
神祝福了我。
You know, from the moment we arrived, the moment I arrived,
就是我来到这里的那一刻，
Pastor Jeremy has helped me feel welcome.
朱牧师让我觉得我是被受欢迎的。
He has been supportive and encouraging.Week after week after week after week.
他一周又一周的支持我，鼓励我。
And he has been determined that I would succeed in ministry.
他决定说要我在我的这个服事上能够成功。
See, he lives out what John the Baptist tells us to do.
他学习到了施洗约翰所说的事情。
You know, that kind of godly humility.
那是属神的一种谦卑。
And because of that, I'm going to really miss you.
所以因为这一点，我会很想念你。
And that is, it's not a small thing to say.
那是不是一件很小的事情。
Pastor Jeremy begins to leave. I would like to encourage each of you to do something.
所以，但在朱牧师离开的前夕，我也要鼓励大家做一件事。
I'd like each of you, and you probably already have, let Pastor Jeremy know one way that God has used him in your life.
所以，让朱牧师知道神怎么样用他来影响到。你的生命。
And I know for a lot of us to go and to say something encouraging to another person is not easy.
所以让我们去鼓励另外一个人说一些事情很不容易。
Is it okay if I say that?
我这样说可以吗?
Because you need to know there's a lot of people that love you.
所以知道有很多人爱你。
And a lot of people that are really thankful for you.
很多人也很感谢你在这里。
And a lot of people will miss you deeply.
所以很多人也会因为你的离去而觉得失落，有一些失落感。
And when we go to life, do we live success of others?
当我们在一生当中，会不会觉得我们活着是为另外一个人？
You know, that's what the Bible teaches us. Live for the success of other people.
为别人的成功而活。
And Jesus will be glorified.
耶稣基督就会被荣耀。
And so let me close up with a summary.
然后我做一个结论。
In the last, to be an effective witness for Christ.
怎么样能够成为基督的有力的见证。
Remember, we're pointing at Jesus, but especially at who he is as the Son of God and who he is as God.
我们指向基督, 特别是他的身份, 他是神, 他是神的儿子。
And for everything that we tell people about Christianity or the Bible or God, we have to tell people about the cross.
所以当我们要告诉别人关于这个耶稣基督之后, 一定要讲他是神的儿子, 他是神。
The way to live out Christ as a witness is through humility.
然后我们怎么样能够活出基督呢? 就是要谦卑自己。
Let me pray.
让我祷告。
Father God, we just thank you.
天上的父神，我们感谢你。
And we all thank you for Pastor Jeremy and his blessing to us all these years.
我们感谢你。 朱牧师在这过去多年在这里成为我们的祝福。
We just really thank you for all of his faithfulness and consistency in following you.
然后我们感谢你，我们有这样的信心和诚实来跟从你。
And we just pray that God, you will use him powerfully in the years ahead.
我们希望你能够再继续的用他。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.